This is RSBNB Update, episode 393, recorded December 23rd, 2012, the 2012 Clip Show. Hello, everybody, and we're glad to have you with us on what is hopefully New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. So happy New Year to you, and welcome to 2013. You're listening to the 2012 RSBNB Update Clip Show. Trekkie's here with me right now.
Hey, everyone.
So this is our usual clip show. So for anybody who hasn't been with us in years past, here's the way it works. The clip show is essentially a chance for us to go through the past year of RSBNB Update episodes and gather what we feel are the most interesting or funny moments based on sometimes what you send in and what I extract through the year. Mm-hmm. So some of these things are things you might have heard before. Some are pre-show, some are post-show. So it's a good way of getting in behind the scenes of what goes on in pre and post show. Also, just a word of warning for everybody, this is completely unedited, so there might be a bit of language or a bit of inappropriate content here and there, so you guys have been warned. There's also a disclaimer tag on the iTunes entry for this episode, so language warning straight ahead. But first, as part of what we always do this year, we're going to just spend a couple minutes and discuss our favorite RS updates of 2012. So, you and I both kind of thought the same wavelength on these things. Tell us what yours is first.
Well, I decided to just go with something simple. I want to say Evolution of Combat.
That's hardly simple.
Because it really... Well, yeah. But it because, you know, it really is very game changing for me, and I find that a lot of fun, and I've been experimenting with a lot of different builds I've been sending into to the site. Some are great, some are bad, some are like, oh my god, why didn't I think of this? It's really been improving my dungeoneering.
Yeah, it's good. Evolution Combat was on the top of my list as well. I was debating that for the top spot, but I figured I'd let you pick that because I got a couple of other ones that were near the top for me. So I definitely support you choosing Evolution of Combat there. And for me, Evolution of Combat as well has made combat less boring, and it's actually made me feel that's like doing the thing. Sorry, what was that?
Did I say it made it less monotonous? Slayer
yes.
is a lot more
yeah.
fun.
Yeah, that's true. So there's that, and also the fact that you can use the action bar for skilling and pretty much anything in the game now. So that was a good update as well. And also, just in general, it pushed RuneScape to that next level of where it needs to be for their next year's worth of updates, which are probably coming to do with, including the Kalthite King as one thing that we know is coming in Q1.
Kalthite King.
Mm-hmm. That should be very interesting. Question is, what will that drop? Because pretty much every dragon item in the game has already dropped. And the Kalthite Queen, when that came out, dropped the Dragon's Chain.
Well, we got Plate, we got Hood. Maybe a new weapon.
Yeah, I don't know.
How about, no, we have to try. Maybe a Dragon Staff. That'll be interesting.
Maybe. So, Evolution of Combat, definitely both top for us. So, congrats to you for picking that. My top update of the year, I spent a bit of time thinking, and I still coming into the show right now, I'm not sure which one to pick. It's either between potion flasks or bonfires.
Mm-hmm.
I'm personally leaning towards bonfires.
Mm-hmm. Why that?
Well, you know, fire making has always been the same thing in a line, and you have to always be there to train fire making, which of course meant that it was an active skill like construction or combat is, unlike something else that you can just sit there and do, like woodcutting. So just in the way of making it so that you have to put less strain on the wrist, that's a good thing. And also the fact it makes logical sense. Bonfires. What kind of fires are people going to make? They're going to make bonfires, right?
It could be the Burning Man.
Exactly. So, I mean, I'm sure everyone's made a bonfire at one point in their life or not, but it just made sense that that would be an update that would be there. And it also increased the speed of fire-making training if you don't want to move around and do things tediously. So that's why that one's there. And then the second close one was potion flasks, primarily because it provided an incentive to train to a higher level crafting. I think it was 88 or 89. I forget what level they require exactly, but you definitely needed that level to train. And for a while, it was a good way of making money until the whole Evolution of Combat update hit. So there were those two things on that side of it, and also the fact that a potion flask held 6 doses and you didn't need to worry about discarding the vial after. It just completely disappeared. So that's why potion flasks are there. But at this point, I think I'm going to have to lead towards the bonfires for me.
Well, I was going to say that the bonfire, the potion flask, it was a good update. Problem is right now is the price of those things have just really plummeted.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I got a question for you before we move on to clips closely. Did Runespan appear in your top list at all?
No, not really.
Yeah, same here.
I would say top 5, but then the thing is, I don't. Runecrafting is runecrafting, and it was fun. I liked it. I really enjoyed it. You know, I wrote a little paper on it, a little article yep. for you on it, because I really did enjoy it. But you know, I just think that while you change runecrafting, EOC did more for the game than that little skill itself.
Exactly, and also. RuneSpan was a major fundamental shift to the way runecrafting works that we didn't really get to experience the lore behind that until the 2 reworked Rune Mysteries quest came out later in the year. So,
well, do realize we are running out of rune essence, and we're technically still executing these animals to get magical powers. That's not a resource. That's not a renewable energy.
Yeah, and I guess that was the whole point of the Runespan, but anyways, so there's our top updates of 2012. Definitely looking forward to 2013, and as we mentioned, we're both hoping that the Elf series will be finished this year.
Oh God, please.
Alrighty, everyone, so that's it for our updates of 2012. Moving on to looking back at the year past, starting with the clip show. So the way it's going to work is I will play the clip, and before I play the clip, I'll tell you what episode it's from and a bit of backstory behind it, if possible. And then once the clip is finished, because sometimes I'll be talking directly out of the clip, you'll hear a little chirp like this.
You nerd.
When it's time to move on. So let us begin. This first clip is from last year's the Focus Points episode 340. We were going to get a different clip from this episode, but neither of us could find it for some reason. And this is a prime learning example of why nowadays, whenever there's a clip we want to extract, we extract it right away or write down an exact time index. So here we go. They get the money from their lobbyists and off we go.
Oh yeah, no kidding.
They get to yell at other people all day and get nothing done.
Oh, you piece of shit.
What?
What? Oh, that's just what happens in our parliament. One MP called our environment minister.
It's like, okay, then. Yeah. It's like, what would Earth do?
Yes. So, you can see there that that was edited out from the original episode. I called Reed Earth a piece of shit because I was imitating a politician.
I don't think most politicians would say that unless you do something really bad in front of them in public.
Well, the thing was this was in the House of Commons in a free debate kind of session, and it was just said in the background. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't exactly on the record or anything like that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Poor Reed.
Yeah, but anyways, he's okay. We talked to him after that.
Luckily, he has broad shoulders.
What?
What?
Okay.
You never heard of that before?
No, not really.
It means you can take criticism and all that kind of stuff and be able to joke about yourself.
You always make fun to read
every single week. All
right. Next up, we got a longish clip from episode 342. Chief Snake managed to make a Star Trek reference, one of the first that he did.
Probably I can't wear it, but a leather jacket somewhere.
From the Captain Picard quest.
Oh yeah, I completely forgot about that.
It's
one.
It's called An Enlightened Journey.
No, it's the Captain Picard quest.
Your face is the Captain Picard quest.
Hey,
I'm
don't
running out of material here.
Do not diss Picard. Right. He can
anytime
there is sun. Chief.
No, I've been doing so well. Like every show that I've been on since I got back, no Star Trek references whatsoever.
Shame.
Oh no,
Chief. Just so you know,
I don't even remember hearing any in the clip show. We went completely without Star Trek references.
Oh my, you're right. That's a failure on my part.
Okay, but Chief, just so you know, Captain Picard can defeat you anytime there is sun.
Oh, is that right? Why?
Yep, because his bald ass head will blind you and before it kicks you in the ass.
Okay, that was good. I was going to refuse to listen to that, but no. Well,
What?
Oh, never mind. That was just so good, and I didn't even bring that on myself.
Poor Brad. I do now. Poor Brad.
He walked right into that one, didn't he?
Out of all the captains on the show, he's actually one of the few people that actually work out regularly.
Yeah, that's true. Even still, didn't you show me a picture, modern days, comparing all of them?
Did I?
Yeah, I thought you did.
I remember doing that one.
Anyways,
if I did, I don't remember where it was.
That was episode 342. This next one's also from 342 as well. Qualified in guesting in means of being a staff member.
Not to mention that most female staff members that were here kind of left us anyway. Or kind of, gone long periods before coming back.
No pun intended.
Okay, I didn't think of that, but you said it, not me.
I'm thinking of the Australian one. Is that the only one?
You forgot about Mushroom Queen.
Yeah, but I think that's what you meant initially, right? By long periods of inactivity.
Well, she never really came back after the whole Brad 1.0 incident.
No, she didn't.
Mushroom Queen came back once in a while, and then within 10 seconds left.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Last time I talked to her, she was living in Arizona with her husband.
Yep. Me too. Same. And she was on episode 100 or something like that, if anyone wants to go back and listen. Then this one, episode 342 as well, talks about playing with rocks.
But then again, I bet you way back in the Egyptian time, they probably like were yelling at kids for playing with rocks on the kitchen table.
But mommy, I like this rock. It's nice and sharp. Can I get papyrus and some charcoal too to make it give some company?
Oh. Okay. Brad, do you have any ideas on that at the table, or do you just agree that it's not really appropriate?
No, not really. I've said enough on this question.
Okay. Thank you, Maramska. Sorry, Trekkie, got your name wrong there at the beginning. Do you remember playing with rocks?
Yeah, actually. I remember it. I remember you laughing like a little schoolgirl for a while.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know what spurred that question, but we're going to head actually right now into the exact clip where you first encountered Maramska and sent his name in wrong.
Oh, God. Why?
Oh, joy. Alrighty. This is from Mukasa? Mikasa Mukasa? Is that how you pronounce it? All right, so more moon sack.
I think you've already screwed your first thing up.
Well, duh. I never made that promise. You know that.
How do you say that name?
Vosaka.
And Dusa? Masaka. Tell everyone what Masaka is.
Masaka was the sun deity of an extinct civilization in the Star Trek universe where Data became mind controlled by some stupid probe.
Yeah, there you go. So that's where Masaka came from. So sorry, Maramska. I think we get your name right nowadays, right?
Mm.
Okay.
Maramska, there you go. Okay, moving on.
Moving on to episode 342, the chicken nugget analogy. Requirement was too high. So the question is, did this come out of the QA department, or did it come out of the players concern about it?
I would have said that it was because people were complaining about it. You know how people are, but...
And if that was the case, if players were complaining about it, JX has just set a dangerous precedent here by caving into the players' demands. Essentially, what they're doing here is the equivalent of socialism. You have one bite, people will want a whole nugget.
What's wrong with having a whole nugget?
I like chicken nuggets.
Exactly!
Okay, well, maybe the chicken nugget was a bad... a bad comparison here.
But yeah, I'm sure it would have had to have been player outcry.
I'm not sure where the chicken nugget came from.
You're the one that said it.
I know.
Maybe you were thinking about McDonald's at the time.
But yeah,
Shane,
maybe.
I think
I'm not
that
sure.
After you take a bite out of a nugget, after you take a bite out of a chicken McNugget, I don't think you want to share it with someone else.
You sure?
All right. Why don't you come over to San Francisco? I'll get some chicken nuggets, and I'll take out one if you get the rest.
I was thinking little kids would do that, but not you and I.
Most little kids won't do that either.
Okay. Well, this next one is from, I think, later on in the show. Paul appeared to have been talking to himself, but indeed he received a visitor at the door. I think this was initially edited out, if I remember correctly.
Fan controller for my desktop coming, so I can quiet that thing down too. And, what?
What? Huh?
Yes, I'm not just talking to myself.
Oh, this is good clip show material. Paul's talking to himself.
Was it the cat?
No, it's not the cat. No.
Who was it?
Who do you think it was?
Mama.
It was your dad? My mom. No, it was my mom.
Oh, okay.
It's always mama.
I just happened to look in the corner of my eye. She's standing in the corner. Just be quiet about that, Shane. Oh, now the cat's coming down. Speaking of the cat, he's going to follow her out. Yeah.
You know, in the background, I just pictured Paul's mom sitting there watching him talk to himself, hearing this thing from down the hallway, her son talking to himself, and then come in the room and see it, you know?
Are you arguing with yourself again, dear? You know, there's a mental institution for that.
Yeah, so that was great fun. Both those clips were from episode 343. Moving on to 344 now. Another little pronunciation error.
Oh, shit.
Alrighty. Thought I did. All right, so this question is from Firing 401. Do you view the SOPA Papa? Is that how you say it?
Pippa.
There you go. Pippa.
So,
are you just gonna find out my pronunciation for the next hour or so?
No, of course not. There's quite a few more of me coming up as well. But where did Popeye come from?
I don't know. I don't remember. I just remember reading HIPAA and Papa and SOPA. So I said, Papa. Okay, it all rhymed.
All right. And just so that we're being even balanced here, this next one is of me attempting a bad... Kiwi accent. You can say, with much love from RMN100. See, that's kind of like bordering on Texan Australian, I think.
No, that's like that's like a Canadian trying to sound like a Texan.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah, see, I just think that there's such a distinct difference between the Texas accent and the Australian and the New Zealand accents. That doesn't make sense to confuse them all like that. See? I told you. Okay. I can't do accents unless they just appear randomly.
Or you try. Only accent you can do very well is German.
Yeah, because it sounds like... I don't know. I'm not going to do it right now. I think I've been spending a little bit too much time around our friend Tao, haven't we?
For those who don't know, Tao is one of our little extended Star Trek Online family members that's been helping us get better.
Yeah, there we go.
And as I remember, you did the bullshit build. That's been coming out now.
Yes, but this is not STO update, so we don't need to talk about that right now. So that was episode 346. We got two next up here from episode 347. This one involves me blowing potion flasks, which gets misconstrued as something else.
So after that, all you need is a glass pipe and a glass blowing pipe and a 89 crafting. Are you having an asthma attack?
No, I'm blowing my fictitious pipe.
Oh, just a smoke pipe?
No, my glass blowing pipe.
Your bong?
My glass blowing pipe to form these things into flasks.
Oh, Shane. You don't get it, do you?
And just for the record, I did get that.
Shane, you ever had a bong in college?
No, of course not. I would never do such a thing. Have you?
No. My dorm mate down the hall did.
Oh, okay. Did he get kicked out?
I didn't care. I don't know. I never went down that part. That was kind of like the shady part of the dorm. You only went down there if you had to meet somebody or you were stealing something.
That doesn't feel right. So, all right. This next one involved a voice acting competition from 347 as well.
Oh, ha ha! Yes, I get to be the girl. That's nice of you.
Oh God!
Hey. Ah! Ow, my spleen! Ouch! My duodenum! Oh, my pancreas! Oh God! All my organs hurt. So much pain. Where am I? He broke my bones, my blood, my everything.
Wow, Shane, you're broken everywhere, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, God, I hate you, Shane.
Go ahead.
Okay, let's see.
Like, oh my God, can this wait? I'm trying to attend these soldiers here, okay? Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I didn't. I'll send a stretcher team right away. Oh, come on, girl. These leeches won't distribute themselves. You know that.
Oh, okay. That was... What?
Oh, that's good.
Too bad. I can't do it, though. I don't have the hiney, whiny pitch voice, though. That's the problem. What?
I wonder if that would pass.
I don't know. Hey, you recorded this. Why don't you just send it to him in my name and see what happens?
Yeah, I'll see what I can do here.
Yeah, hey, maybe we should have a little competition here on the forum. We'll have people send it in, and then we'll just pick the best three.
So that was the voice acting competition for the newly voiced Troll Invasion area.
You're a jerk.
I know. I'm sorry I made you be the woman.
I'm sure everyone else got a kick out of it.
Yeah, and that's what we do the show for. All right. This next one is from pre-show on episode 348, one of the many times this year that you broke into song.
That they think of when they hear the name of any particular country, if I say so Trekkie, if I say England, what's the first couple of things that pop into your mind?
I might. Wrong one. Isn't it? Oh, there's
that's down under.
Yeah, that's down under. Oh, that caught me off guard.
I'll answer. When you say England for me, first thing I think of is the Queen, the Westminster form of government, and of course RuneScape. So, do you think of when I say England?
Pie.
Okay, that works.
Fish and chips. But you think about though, Australians are basically convicts from England, so Botany Bay. I mean, come on, let's face it. I mean, they technically are from England, at least, way back when.
All right. This next one is episode 359. We face a bit of dyslexia here. You'll see why shortly.
Banzai, okay, let's see. Dear host, this question might have been asked before, but do you have any pets? If so, what pets do you have? And if you don't have any pets, why don't you? Thanks for answering my question, Bosnia. Yay, Bosnia. I'm going to stay with that. I'm killing Shane slowly.
Okay,
I know how to pronounce his name. I just did it. Laugh. See?
Look how I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing to be called Bosnia.
I did it just to make Shane laugh like a little schoolgirl. Even I won.
I was like a schoolgirl.
Close enough.
All right.
I did that thing on purpose, though.
Oh, okay, that's good. I wasn't sure about that. So
I did on purpose. I read it like, oh, I know, Shane laughs like a schoolgirl. That was it. Hey, it worked.
All right. So thank you. That was episode 349. Moving on to 351, another Star Trek reference where I fail epically.
Well,
guess I have to choose A.
You know what? Don't worry about it, Earth. All right, we'll put a flute inside a box and send it up into space.
A flute?
Yeah.
Why a flute?
I don't get it.
Oh my gosh, Shane! Think about it. Sun blowing up, Earth unlivable. Put a flute in a box, send it into space.
I don't get it.
Picard's flute.
You know, that's a new precedent. Even I didn't get that one.
How could you not get that one? that was like Star Trek nerd, you know, if that was a question on Jeopardy that was Star Trek related, that would be in there somewhere.
I did not get that.
Oh my god, Earth, did you realize something today? Shane's
not a Trekkie?
Exactly!
Oh god.
Oh my god! We had a revelation today. Shane, you fail.
Well, I thought you meant like a regular flute, not like a prized flute, you know?
Oh my god.
That's its own article. Wikipedia.
Need something, friend?
Yes, do you need something, Earth? Oh, that was fun, wasn't it?
Oh, I can't believe... Oh, my... Shane, I couldn't believe you couldn't figure that one out for a while.
I know, that was bad.
That was funny. Me and Reed were talking about it later on. It was just having a blast afterwards. You were asking us after the show, how does this all relate? Do you not remember Inner Light and all that other stuff? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then at the end, we had the Ferengi from Star Trek Online. Need something, friend? That was like pulling a string on Reed, which is what this next clip is about.
Something, friend?
Oh, Shane, would you quit?
Need something, friend?
Quit it.
You're enjoying this, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay, so once
it's like one of those toys that you pull the string on the back and it makes a funny noise. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. You were annoying. You are annoying.
Well, it's a Ferengi. Of course it's going to be annoying.
Particularly Ferengis became more liberal.
Yeah, that's true. Anyways, that was episode 351, if anyone wants to go back and listen. And yes, I've actually seen The Inner Light since then, so we're all good on that front.
that was a good episode.
Yeah, very it was. Touching. Episode 354, this next clip is called We Encounter Dubstep. Well, I'm not going to play it again.
Dude! Quit it! Quit it! Quit it! Quit it! Quit it! Quit it! That's what it sounds like. Does it sound like that, though?
Yes!
Was that pre or during the show?
I think it was pre. I think that one is pre-show.
Yeah, because then I ended up writing a little short article about what it sounded like, but I don't remember what I wrote.
I don't even remember what made us listen to that.
It was a question over on one of the questions was, have you ever listened to dubstep and what you think of it? And I was like,
Oh, okay, right.
It sounded like a, I can't remember what I said. It sounded like a cat that was trying to gorge its eyes out, but failing really hard because it lost its paw because it got declawed by some, for some maniac.
I see. That's quite the chain of horrific events there. All right. Moving on to episode 357, bots make you laugh. You, Trekkie.
I got three bots here who are broken.
Post a picture.
I'm basically going back and forth from the door and they can't get through. Oh, one did.
You know, this is going at the end of the show, right?
What, me laughing like a maniac?
Yeah.
That's a good way to end it, ain't it? Still a good way to end it.
Yeah, it is. Do you remember what those bots were doing?
I think they were runecrafting. Can't remember what they were doing. No, was that runecraft? Let's see.
I don't know. 21st April.
Can't remember. Yeah, can't remember what it was. Yeah, never mind. Shutting up.
Yeah, that was episode 357. But all right, we got a bit of a long one here from episode 361. What we like to call a rat hole, where discussion goes somewhere that it normally wouldn't go. So I hope you enjoy this one.
I'm going to do a podcast.
Oh, who's there? Who's there?
My grandmother.
Oh.
Hi, Grandma Paul. Your grandson has been a very good boy, but you should tell him to quit drinking at such a young age.
It's actually my mom, and she's leaving.
Oh. And you should also...
Mom!
You should also tell him to not worry about getting a girlfriend.
No.
You have no... Oh, well, whatever. Shane's going to be happy with a nice guy in the future anyway.
I don't know, man. You gotta get yourself out there.
Yes. 6'3", conservative white guy seeking lovely
six
girlfriend.
Who?
Close enough.
Actually the same height as this girl I'm going after, but
she's dude. 6'2".
Yeah, she's taller than me.
Damn.
By like
Swedish. She's
fucking, I just was talking to her. She apparently was fucking born in Germany.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Maybe she's related to Hitler.
Yeah, maybe she's related to Hitler. I doubt it. And if she was, she wouldn't advertise that stuff. Which would be so hilarious, because I dated two Jews before I did, if I would date her. Oh, that's great. Mm.
No. Jewish girl. You know what? I kind of want a girl around my height, but I think having to look up to my girl is going to be kind of bad.
How tall
are you? 6'1". 6'1".
Okay.
I'm 1 inch below you, Shane. But on the bright side, Shane, I can always headbutt you in the nose. Paul.
What? I didn't hear what he said.
Can you please remind this conservative asshole that I told him my height more than once and he still doesn't get into his head that I'm 6'1"?
Yeah, Shane, you've already got this all written down in some creepy binder. Actually, some creepy file intercept file hidden in a thumb drive somewhere in your room. So if he does have it committed to memory, doesn't particularly matter. He does have it somewhere. So if that makes you feel any better, it's super secure in a TrueCrypt volume. Just don't worry about it.
How do you know it's in a TrueCrypt volume?
So you fucking told me it was. Unless you're a liar. Are you a liar, Shane?
Maybe.
Did you lie to me?
Maybe.
Shane, you're a terrible person. You don't lie to people.
Paul. Paul. What? Shane here is Republican. That's all they do. He's just missing the good old-fashioned believe in Jesus or die.
Last time I talked to Woodward, he called me. I always knew you were a right wing religious fundy.
Wasn't that the last time you two fought, like a year and a half ago?
No.
Why?
You fought?
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
Hey.
I can't believe there's an Asian that's over 6 feet tall. Do you remember that? Oh, did I lose you after that?
My bad. I had my thing muted because I didn't want to be laughing on myself. So, Shane, have you finally figured out that I'm, you know, get it through your thick skull that I'm 6'1"?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anything else to say about that one?
We still need to find you a girl.
Hey, that is not a task that you need to be worried about.
Shane, at least I'm going through what you're feeling, all right? I didn't say fat chick or liberal chick or, you know, whatever other chick. I said conservative chick.
I don't care. I don't care.
I'm sure Mr. Dano has someone around your age may like.
Uncle Dano, if you're listening to this, no need to listen to what he's saying right here. I'm perfectly content the way I am right now.
All you need is love.
You done?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Moving on to episode 366, when the human model in RS got an update.
Oh, I can give people the finger now in RS. Yes!
I don't think they'll let you do that.
I don't care. I'm going to do it.
You already have the angry emote.
That is true, huh? The fisty loop thing. Yeah, I just gotta get someone who's really good with Photoshop and just, you know, draw it in.
Do you still want to give people the finger?
Yes.
Okay. Have you made any progress on that?
No.
Okay.
I'm not good with Photoshop.
Well, I'm sure you could find someone who is in this great community that we have if you really want to do that. Hmm. All right. Also on 366, Jason from Informer, who was on that episode, was having a bit of mic issues. Jason?
Oh, keep going. Record it.
Dead, is it?
Sound chipmunk.
Still?
There you go, you fixed it. What'd you do?
I remember that. It was funny. We were saying it was sounding like a chipmunk the whole time.
Yeah, you know, somehow people always have the strangest of microphone issues. So, we're glad we got that fixed and we never found out what the issue was there. But always funny when you have an issue like that happen. And that was pre-show for anyone wondering. All right. And now, episode 367, regarding household wear.
Confident.
That's good.
You're lucky I wasn't recording.
I have to admit, I am wearing pants, but I am also sporting my dressing gown at the moment because it's cold. What? You Americans might know that as like a robe or something. You know,
a house coat.
Wait, what? I didn't hear the first part.
Oh, never mind.
We wear all sorts of interesting things when we come to RSBNB update, don't we?
It usually is before the clip show, before the actual broadcast, too.
Yeah, yeah. So, just when you're listening to this, keep all sorts of interesting things in your mind about what we could be wearing on our heads or anywhere else. So,
I have no pants on.
Oh boy, moving on to another 367 clip here. When you guys attempt to edumacate me.
No, actually I do. I have pants on. I'm not Reed.
Oh, good.
What? I think it could be worse.
What are you talking about?
No, okay, then you don't want to know what... No, I'm not even going
to... No, you have to explain this.
No, okay, let me just say it's not as bad as Rebecca Black. You'll understand that.
Oh, that one.
Oh, dear.
It's another video, Rebecca Black style.
Okay, I'll find it for you. You found it? You found it?
I think so.
You are going to be scarred if you listen to this. Oh, that's a much better version by the sounds of it.
Hey, turn it off!
God. That's a bad.
Jane,
that
will
is actually a lot better.
So what was that video that I played?
I don't remember. I think it was a parody on the Rebecca Black music video.
I see.
You know, the whole Friday thing. Remember?
Right.
Friday.
Yeah, that would have been edited out because I wasn't expecting that kind of language. So, yeah, that was edited out from the show. So this would be the first time you guys are all hearing that. Hope it didn't scar anyone's ears, but that can be kind of be expected with YouTube. All right.
What's the next one?
Sorry, what was that?
What's the next one?
All right. This is also from 367. We had a bit of an issue with the show notes mid-show. This was edited out. All right. First,
you'll never make
question
it.
This week is from Bagway Buddy.
You're screwing everything up. No, stop it. Oh, crap.
Are you guys finished?
Hold on. Damage control. It was their fault.
We're just having a little...
It's your fault.
We're just having a little problem a clip here show. With you guys playing with Google Docs.
It should be on a clip show, Shane.
Yes, it should.
I wish you couldn't actually see my cursor.
All right. Come on. Settle down, boys.
Damn it.
You too. You were doing it as well, Trekkie.
I wasn't.
I was trying to make it better.
Oh, was this the one where like me, Reed, and what's the other guy were like drawing all over the notes and just typing their bunch of stuff in?
Yeah, in the Google Docs thing, and I was trying to read a question, and then the question disappeared while I was reading it.
I didn't do that.
Yeah, well, that's something that can happen sometimes when we're doing it, so this was edited out, and we had to redo that question. All right. Now, this next one is also from 367. 367 was the EOC episode, so I think you know what this one's going to be.
Yes, and you know this one will be great. It's like, you can be the jerk. You know, Shane, you know I like being the jerk in every single game I play. You know, I want to be the one that will like pin someone down with an arrow, and then I'll force choke him, and then like, all right, Shane, go hit him. Ah! And then, you know, after halfway through it, I'll go, tsunami!
Inform what tsunami is for anyone who isn't aware.
Someone forth a destructive wall of water, damaging all targets in a frontal cone of damage equal to 200% of your active spell damage.
That became kind of an RSBNB update meme, didn't it?
Maybe. It died really quick, though.
You know, after all this, I still can't get Tsunami to work properly.
Like, I think you have to get into, like, a melee range for it to work on your target.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I tried it with some Metal Dragons and it really didn't work. So, it's probably just the range.
Mm-hmm. It's melee range. I did it the other day. Okay, like,
and it worked?
It worked. It wasn't hitting anything until I finally just went up straight to its front of its head and just did it. Like, okay.
All right.
Because it's too, the dragon's too big to hit more than one, so usually I use another one now.
Do you want to give us another live representation of that?
It was what?
Tsunami.
Well, you know, I'll just cast a little water spell. I'll cast asphyxiation to hold it in place, and then I'll do a little wreck on it, and then suddenly when I get up close, we're like, hey, dragon, tsunami! I think I just scared my dad.
Ooh, boy.
Oh, that hurts the throat.
Alrighty, moving on to episode 370. When I wasn't here, and unfortunately, Trekkie didn't keep notes of any clips during these episodes, so I only got the one sent in by Uncle Dano for this.
This is RSB&B Update, episode 370, recorded Friday, July 20th, 2012. It just screams Solomon. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another fabulous episode of RSB&B Update. Thank you for joining us once again, and a special welcome to those of you who might be listening to the podcast for the very first time. I am Uncle Dano, and once again, I'm very pleased and very honored to be a guest host on today's show. We also have with us this week the show's regular co-host, Trekkie, otherwise known as J1, J2, J3. Say hello, Trekkie.
Oh, wow, really? You could tell me to say hello when it's my show?
Yeah, I'm having fun. As well as another favorite host, Paul, a.k.a. PFK99s.
Hi.
Hey, all right. Paul, what did PFK stand for anyway?
It's my initials, so. And then nine nines are my favorite number. If I like nine, and then what's better than 1-9? Nine of them, nine nines. So.
Right on.
There you go. Yeah.
All right.
So, to those of you who might not realize, the main host of the show, Shane, is still currently on a bit of a summer vacation, relaxing somewhere nice, we hope. He's going to be returning next week.
You know, that was the first I listened to of that episode. I didn't listen to him.
It's okay.
So, that was Uncle Dano filling in for me. I have to say he did a pretty good job, and his intro was nice.
That's one of the reasons why we had him do it in the first place. You wanted to have some fun, and so I was like, all right, go for it. It's like, all right, it worked.
And what was really amazing about that, you guys managed to record a show and get it out.
Well, you trusted me with this, Shane. You're saying you don't trust me anymore?
Oh, no, I trust you to do it again. In fact, you're going to need to do it again. I'll share some info on this in January with everyone. So.
Yeah, Shane's leaving, and he's not coming back.
Just temporarily, not to worry anyone or anything.
I'm going to be partnering up with Mike for a while.
Oh, good.
No, he's not coming on the show.
That's too bad. All right, moving on to episode 373 now. You're treating Reed like your dog. I said mystery person. I think I quoted you by name as being on the show.
Quit it.
Yeah, you
did. I'm not sure.
Hey, I'm sorry, sure. Trekkie. I won't do it again.
Do what again?
Be a bad dog.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm gonna hit you if... Go away!
I'm sorry.
All right, so I don't know what you're talking about, Mage Guy, because I did say Reed was going to be on the show, but anyways, for everyone else, do you think RuneScape is still paying for? Why or why not? All All right, before we discuss, there's a second part of it that I'm going to play right now that we'll discuss right after.
Okay.
All right. Next one is from Lord Rickles, which sounds a lot like Tickles. Dear lovely hosts, we all know that Jagex is... What?
It was biting on my mouse wire. Go away! All right, that's it. I'm locking you outside.
I'm sorry, Draggy.
Reed, get in the car.
I'm sorry. Don't hurt me.
Okay. Dear...
I put Reed outside the back yard, and it was raining too, so Reed was got all wet.
But in all seriousness, that's when your dog was having issues after he got rid of the other one, right?
When was this? Let's see. No, this was before that.
August.
This was before we got the second dog. We gave that dog away too because we couldn't take care of it, and yeah, we were not going to have two.
Okay. Yeah, and then Reed, being Reed, decided he was part of your dog. So.
Yeah, well, you know, just remember, Shane, I did end up neutering Reed. He's not going to be reproducing anytime soon.
Okay. Episode 374 now. An episode with Uncle Dano on it.
What about you, Trekkie?
I've been to, plenty of weddings, including my sister's wedding. It's okay. Only problem is that you're always just that one person that kind of goes crazy during the wedding for whatever reason. the one that kind of ruins the mood for 80%.
Yeah, drunk Uncle Carl dancing on the dance floor, making a fool of himself.
It wasn't you?
No, it was not me.
You sure?
Yes.
Let me ask Dano Jr. Dano Jr., did your daddy get super drunk and started dancing and telling stupid jokes to people and getting himself thrown out of the hotel?
No.
Would you like to see your dad get super drunk, start dancing, and get thrown out of the hotel?
No, I don't. I don't get drunk. Well, can I answer this question?
Yes, please.
It's like, hello, I'm married. Yeah, of course I've been to a real-life wedding. That's number one. And, of course, that's the best wedding of all.
Aww. Mrs. Dano should be proud.
That's Dano entirely true.
Yes. Dano Jr. needs to get daddy drunk. And then record it onto YouTube and post it on RSBNB so we can all laugh.
No, we don't want... We don't want that to happen.
How about Buzz?
No, that's okay. So, we always love it when people get their families involved with the show. And it's a perfect example here with Uncle Dano and Dano Jr. So good work, Dano and Daniel Jr. I just banged my knee on my desk.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah. Episode 375 now and Skill Foo. Solomons and Squeals and
Skill Foo.
What was that?
Skill Foo.
Oh, I get it. Skill Foo. Right. I never heard it pronounced like that before. Yeah, you extended that pretty long. The foo!
Huck foo! Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, it was fun.
We're here in December, and this was the end of August, and I don't even remember what Skill Foo was.
We were talking about the Solomon store when they were releasing all the new skills, new cosmetic things for like a mining, had like Hadouken and head banging and all that stuff.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. That's the reason I remember, because almost everything there was martial arts attack.
Yeah. Aimed towards the Eastern lands.
Mm-hmm. Which we're getting to now, because we're playing on ports and the Chinese lady.
Yay! All right. We got another clip from 375 now. This is, I think, post-show, if I remember correctly. Or maybe it was What Have We Been Doing? You had some issues with Microsoft Access.
Here's what happened. So I had to go to class today because I had to take a little... I'm trying to challenge a class. And the way you challenge it is you have to do the, you know, assignment. So it's just all Word, PowerPoint, Excel, Access, which, you know, most of us know very well anyway. I just brushed up on Access and Excel to make sure I knew what I needed to do. When I got into Access, you know, my teacher gave me a table. We had to fill it, put it into Access and make some reports out of it. And I said, okay. So I started typing it all in. And I'll notice, like, why did my numbers turn Chinese? So I don't know what happened. I can't make this up. You know, this is, I can't make this thing up. I type in the number back, but what happened was the name that associated with a number ended up turning to Spanish. So I would go and try and change the Spanish name back to English. It'll change the numbers back into Chinese. I was like, what the heck? And I can't make this up. You know, if I wanted to hack to get ahead, I could do something better than this. She's like, I have never seen this before. I have no idea what the heck is going on. And that was actually during the actual recording. I remember that one.
Yeah.
I told you what happened before. And when you asked me, how my challenge test go, and I told you that, and then you kind of told me to say that again during the show, which I did.
Okay. Right. So, yeah, that was strange.
They still couldn't figure out what was causing it, though.
Yeah, and I never heard anything like that.
I talked to her afterwards. I talked to her, it's like, we just reformatted the whole thing. I was like, okay. We just turned it back to the former, the default image thing, and that was just like, all right, whatever works for
you. And that fixed it?
But actually, the thing is, was that someone else had the same problem. I wasn't sure if it was on that computer as well, but someone else did. It's like, things turning Japanese. I was like, and now this stuff is turning Spanish. I don't know what to do.
That's great. All right. Right now, we got a clip from 381 coming up. It's our only audio question clip, actually. It's from Maremska, suggested by himself, of course. So I'll play this now because it's a little bit long. And when we do audio questions, we typically trim them down to just the question. So this is the full submission.
Hi, host. Maremska here. This week, I'd like to ask a tech question. I'm just looking to buy a monitor for my PC, and I was looking at the sizes, and they all support the same resolution. So, you know, a 20-inch and a 24-inch, what's the big difference with them? Does those 4 inches make a big difference? Anyway, thank you for the show. And damn you, Shane, now I'm hooked on Star Trek Next Gen. What's that noise? Let me open the window. Oh dear, it's Carly. No. Don't say it's like a fantasy game when you know botting isn't how it should be. You bought one time, I'm falling. Can you hear me calling? You bought, I kill you. It feels like I've always known you. On a game like this, I wanna stay forever. On a game like this, just wanna play forever. On a game like this.
Those two always have some interesting ways of doing audio questions.
Yeah, they do. So, what song was that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't
either.
Have a clue.
But Maremska wanted that in the clip show, so There you go. And, you know, it's always nice when people send in a little extra something like that. And so you guys all know, you do send something in like this if it's deemed worthwhile. And we even if we trim it down, we might use it later on in the year for clip show like we just did right here. So just a bit of warning out there for everybody who's going to submit questions in 2013. Thank you, Maramska, for that submission. All right, moving on to episode 383 now. A bit of a discussion with Earth and, foreigners, as he calls them.
Yeah, that should be the last interruption. That was my dad telling me good night. So.
Oh, you should have brought him on.
You know.
Yeah, Shane would probably try to convert him.
Oh, I don't remember this.
To what?
From Tennessee, right?
Are you going to try and convert him to Catholicism? He'll get shot. Some of them O-Riners. I am very sorry about that. What? It's 4-Riners? Really that funny?
Yeah, what did you call him?
One of them damn 4-Riners.
Yeah.
Those damn foreigners. Yes, yes. So that's just a way of saying foreigners, and it's probably good I didn't try to convert him to anything. You have anything on that one before we move on to 384?
We pick on Reed so much.
Yeah, but you know.
He's been a good sport.
Yeah, it's okay. All right, episode 384. Both of these are from pre-show. Apparently, I was feeling a little bit angry this week.
Shane's not going to do
this. Join the Edmonton Alberta subreddit.
Oh,
and you can
God.
Be all like,
no,
oh my God.
No. Mike and I were looking at that one day, and it was just pretty bad. So
make it good. That's the whole point of being a user. You can make stuff good. But you can't bring Dig back from the dead because you
it
can't
is
be
not dead. If you go to dig.com, you will see that it is alive and well.
You're so angry tonight. Are you sure you're in a good enough frame of mind to do the podcast?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. And just for kicks, I might change my pick at the end of the episode depending on how Trekkie behaves.
Shane, I already know you're going to post this 2016 Obama episode, so you might as well just get it over with and fuck it.
Oh, my dad wanted to watch that, so I downloaded it and gave it to him.
Oh, yeah, it's a good movie. You should watch it, too.
Definitely not going to watch that.
That's a bit of irony here.
Why?
Well, we all expected you to be advertising that certain episode, but I ended up doing it now.
Exactly. And I didn't use it as a pick because there was just a string of other things that came up, and by the time the election cycle was over, it was too late. So irregardless, I thought it was a good movie. But I wasn't really angry that one. I don't know where that outburst came from, but Dig is not dead. Just head over to dig.com and you can have a look. I use it daily for all my news sources. Okay.
I try.
See,
it didn't work. I don't have Facebook.
You can sign in with Twitter too.
I don't have a Twitter account.
But anyways,
I don't care about that stuff.
Yeah, but it's a very nice website. The reason I like it now is it's a combination of Twitter and user input as to what's popular on the interwebs. So I'm good with it. And in regards to that movie, I'll leave it up to you guys if you want to watch it. Ready to move on to the next one?
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. Next one is where we meet Paul's girlfriend.
Ooh, my.
Sarah Palin's house.
No, that's
just
not
about
one
to start
of
recording.
Oh yeah, we've been recording for a long time.
Hello.
Penis.
Everyone got quiet. And then Trekkie said penis.
Because I'm ready to get started here.
I was waiting for you to say go.
Okay. Paul, is she listening?
No, she can't listen while I'm
too bad.
Listening. She can talk, though. Which is why she said hello, and you were just like, I'm going to be ashamed to not talk.
Oh, no. Because I wasn't sure who that was. I thought maybe you threw your voice or something.
I don't know why that's so funny,
friend
but it is.
All right.
Did you hear that, Kala?
I've got a cute laugh. Yay.
Yes, he knows. He's happy. He's
RSB and the update 384 for... Why did you say that?
Say what?
Because
you were recording and everybody got dead silent. And it's like, all right, time to break it. Penis.
You know, I suppose I should have just said hello there. But, and then, you know, Patrick chimes in, a.k.a. Kala, with his laugh. So that was quite a funny clip. And that was pre-show for anyone interested. So those are the kind of things that happen when you get us all together and you throw in a third-party element. So, all right. Moving on to 388 now, and another Muremska audio question.
Hi, host. Muremska here. I love EAC, but there's two things I don't like. One, Karasi looks like a woman, and I want the old look back. Two, the damn bank icon. The one that hangs in the right corner in the equipment interface using the bank GUI. That thing looked ugly since day one when it came out. It updated everything. Yet, that hasn't. What is your current favourite weapon combo? Just for fun, mine is Dragon Defender with the DDS. Stab, stab, stab. Oh, wait.
Asshole.
Last thing, how much deodorant do you use? I asked this question because a car with a window closed drove by next to me the other day, and I could smell it. I normally don't use it day to day, but only in special occasions. Thanks for all the shows, and more questions for you next week. Ramska.
I use it under my man boobs. Oh, I'm kidding! God! Can't believe you put that ending in, you asshole.
Well, that was the actual preview of the clip, and this was when we were previewing the audio question. And you know, pre-show, everything that happens pre-show has potentially the ability to be recorded. So, yeah. Man. Yeah, so if you ever want to upset this guy here, just do a bit of stab, stab, stab.
Actually, it worked very well when I did my little farming run. Remember? I'll talk more about that one later.
Okay. All right. So this being after the November election, President Obama's approval rating was hovering around the 50% mark, and Earth had a good way of increasing his approval rating.
I vaguely remember. Isn't Obama's approval rating somewhere around there?
Yep.
So I thought, Obama should just go around and help cut down maple trees, and that'll get his approval rating up very quickly, especially if he wears his Vermont Boots 3.
Yeah, so you know how you have the Fremenek area and the boots? So the idea is that you go to Vermont because they have lots of maple trees there, and Obama can increase his favor by using his Vermont Boots 3.
And then Paul can go over there and snap some pictures with him. Then sell
there you
eBay
go.
For like $100.
Yeah, that's the entire, that's the idea. Good idea. So, Vermont Boots 3. All right. This is another time that you broke into song during the year. I don't exactly know where this came from, but I'll play it anyways.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. This little brother can't deny. We're going to walk in when an itty bitty waist and around
the gang. You know I'm recording, right?
Get sprung. Hey, clip show notes. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Fish this.
That's YouTube gold right there.
Yeah, it is. So, tell me, where did that come from?
I don't remember where it came from. I don't even know what's going on. I don't even remember what I ate for breakfast yesterday. You expect me to remember what happened a couple months ago?
Well, that was just November.
Still a month ago? Yep. I don't remember. I don't remember where that came from.
Okay. Well, that's it for 388. Moving on to 391 now. Regarding Uncle Dano's record-setting achievements of the week segment.
Dano here. First and foremost, before I get to my question, I wanted to personally thank all of the members of the RSBNB community who showed up to my special celebration this week, as well as those members who were unfortunately not able to attend but still sent me messages of congratulations. I felt truly honored. This event will certainly be perhaps the fondest memory I will ever have playing this game, and a large part of that is attributed to the involvement of the RSBNB community. So my question for all of you is, what is your personal all-time fondest memory playing this great game of RuneScape? Thank you once again, everyone, for making my event so special. Thank you, host, for taking my audio question. And I'm really looking forward to the Achievements of the Week segment of the show. Wishing you, as always, Godspeed, and another fine day in the scape to you all. Most sincerely, Uncle Dano.
All right. Yeah, this was Uncle Dano's 1299 achievement week. He got 1299s all in a row on December 12th of this year, 2012. In doing so, he received a great amount of praise from the RuneScape community wide because, you know, it broadcasts when you get 99s. He also received a great amount of praise from the RS community, and he also helped us in setting a record on this podcast of having 13 99s to announce in 1 week.
That's not going to happen for a while.
Yeah, so congratulations, Uncle Dano, and thank you for doing that.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Mr. Dano, when you are listening to this, remember, it's really our honor to go to yours and be part of your events, not the other way around.
That is true.
Remember he said, you worked for this, not us. We just gave you some moral support. But the achievements, the glory, that's all you. Shane, can I get a cookie now?
Yes, you may have a cookie. Well done.
Yay.
And again, congratulations, Uncle Dano, on that. All right. This is also from 391 involving your dislike for peppermint.
Not that. I hate candy cane.
Oh.
I hate peppermint.
Well, then you wouldn't like these cookies because they're peppermint frosting.
I know that. That's why I said ew.
Oh my god, this is delicious. Oh my god.
I still want to know what that was. I know, but still, like,
what?
You started eating it, and then it went downhill so fast, it seemed.
No, you never had the cookie. You never watched Sesame Street, did you, with the Cookie Monster?
I did. But I don't remember.
Poor Big Bird.
Well, he's got 4 more years to live at least, so I wouldn't worry at this point. But so it was Sesame Street related then?
A little bit. Whenever Cookie Monster starts eating cookies, he does do that.
All right. And you still don't like peppermint, then?
Nah, still don't.
Okay. Well, I just love the high pitched voice that you did at the end there.
You always like my high pitched whiny voice. Look
delicious.
Need something, friend? Oh boy, this one is gonna be the death of me, isn't it?
No, this next one's a long one. Also from 391. Suffice to say, it was the Player Own Ports episode. So we just got to relive this once more.
Oh, God.
We're heading out to sea with the band of Jagex software developers.
Yes, we are. Somebody's going overboard today.
Jane?
Yes, this is just to play our own ports, ahoy. He thought that sailing was a new skill.
Get me back to port.
All right, now we got four others jumping in here.
Yeah, you can play the whole thing again.
Yes, we shall listen to the whole thing.
Rocktail soup. So we got a whole selection here of J-Mods doing this. We've already seen Mod Mark, a bunch of the others.
Awesome.
I love that part.
And you know who shot the gun? Paul M.
Come on, Shane, let's go on with the show tonight. Before we all get tired and fall asleep at night.
30 seconds.
What's that?
All right. So, awesome. New requirements for all Jagex software developers: be able to dress up as pirates and climb aboard a ship.
I think you like that song a little too much, don't you?
Yeah, Patrick and I do. So,
yeah, whatever floats your boat.
Yeah, exactly. It's a port. It's a port.
I really do like PlayerUnknown's Ports. I've been there way too much, though.
See, me the opposite, because I have to actually go there and I have other stuff I want to be doing on game. I just find it takes too much time to go there still. So, I'm hoping to see a fix for that in the new year. But yeah, so are you sold yet on that video?
Meh.
Okay. Yes, but definitely go back to 391 and watch that again if you're at all interested. And it was very comical, so we enjoyed it. All right, last clip of the year from episode 392, post-show. It's just yesterday.
What is that?
It's a cow.
Why are you killing a cow? Why are you killing a cow, Shane? I have a cow, man.
That was a dying cow.
That was weird.
Yeah, that was post show of 392. I was trying to kill cows to get the presents. Just had some time to kill at the end there, so I decided to kill some cows. And the sound was making everybody in the Mumble server go crazy because that was one of our live shows. So,
and as I remember, Reed almost blew your eardrums out.
Yeah, he did. Because I forgot pre-show that I had unmuted him to talk. And then he jumped out in the middle of the show somewhere. And then at the end of the show as well. But the unfortunate part about this is that I don't record that side of the mumble call. So I wasn't able to insert that as a clip. And if I would have, I would have had that in. Because it was quite funny to hear an interruption like that. So...
What did he say?
Yeah, I don't know. I forget. It really took me by surprise. So, Anyways, that's all we got for clips for 2012. 41 clips. Definitely all showcasing something different of the year. We hope you enjoyed that. And there's going to be a lot more coming in 2013. And I promise this year. That from episode 1 of 2013.
Sorry.
That's okay. I will have a form up where you can submit the clips for 2013 because I have a feeling that'll make things a lot easier for everyone. So, and me too. Because we had a clip from episode 340 or whatever, and unfortunately, you weren't able to find it. I wasn't able to find it. Earth insisted that it was there and, you know, that it was a good clip, but we just weren't able to find it, unfortunately.
Blame Canada. Blame Canada. Hey, that's something for next year's podcast.
There you go. No, 2012 is done. All right. So there's just one last thing to attend to in 2012 here, and that's our picks of the year. This is kind of interesting the way it works because we each have a pick that the other made. So I'm gonna let you go first.
I don't know. Just keep more recent. I don't want to go back and look at every single one, but I've been enjoying your MyScript thing. I've been playing around with it most of the day. I've been writing Chinese characters into it just to see what would happen. I get some crazy results.
And my script was from 392. It's the calculator for iOS and Android that you can use your finger and draw actual numbers and symbols into, and it will convert it to text and calculate it. It can even solve for missing variables, so it's good for that as well. It's got basic trig and algebraic expressions in it. So
what would happen if I draw a triangle on that and see what it will find?
I don't know. Do you have it right here to give it a go?
Okay. Let's see. Let's see. All right. What should you want the height to be?
I don't know. Make it an equilateral triangle.
Okay. Let's see. Here's a triangle for 4x. I get a crazy parentheses with divisions and all that stuff.
Didn't work. Too bad. Okay. The best part of that calculator is that it's free, and if you're just looking for something to play around with and you don't exactly like typing a keyboard, this could be a good option because it supports double-decker fractions and even fractions in fractions. So it's very nice in that regard.
Actually, I was drawing a protein structure, and it gave me a big giant dot. It was like,
oh,
okay,
that's funny.
That worked. It was like, wonder what that's supposed to be. I don't know.
Yeah, glad you enjoyed that. all right. Do you have anything else to say about my script?
No, it'll be fun when I need to do some math. I can flip this thing out. I'll be like, "Hey, try mine."
Yay. All right. Now, my pick is something I said that you came up with. I don't think I've mentioned to you today what it is. Yes, I do. I do. And I actually archived it, too. So it's going to live on forever. I think you know what it is. Take a guess.
Does it have something to do with George W. Bush and the binoculars?
Yes, it does. It's the People of Influence painting from episode 355 back in April. The episode was called Buying Squeals. So at the end of the show, you had this pick, the People of Influence. It's got a huge amount of people on it from the past 200-300 years or so of just people who have been important. You know, like I'm seeing Prince Charles right now, Mao Zedong, Abraham Lincoln, Karl Marx, Friedrich Nietzsche, Leonardo da Vinci, Joseph Stalin, Lu Xun, whoever he is, I'm not sure, Albert Einstein. But two of my favorites on here are the fact that George W. Bush is on here, and he's got this telescope that's focused in directly on Saddam Hussein. And you wonder why, right? Because you know what George Bush did to Saddam Hussein.
Found him.
And killed him. Well, he didn't kill him, but he expedited that process a bit, I bet. So I don't know, but definitely head back to 355 and have a listen to this, because I think I got quite a kick out of that when I discovered that on this here. So, and also a note that Adolf Hitler's sitting right next to Saddam Hussein. Oh, Henry Ford is here as well.
With the camel.
Mike Tyson, Vladimir Putin, Mohammed Gandhi, Michael Jordan. So yeah, lots of great people on here. Kofi Annan. See, is the Queen on here? I don't know.
I think so. That all?
Oh, and the original artist even put himself on here too, which is good. The three of them.
Yeah, I think it was three of them. They worked on it. Basically, they did it on a canvas, and then someone uploaded on the internet and threw it on the wiki links. Wiki links, not leaks. Links.
And you know, that's a good point. Everything here, if you click it, will take you to the Wikipedia entry for that page. So
yes, the camel of course, is fun.
What was fun?
The camel.
Oh, okay. Wow, and even the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki are on the television screen here.
It was?
Yeah, and the lolcat on the far left. Phonograph. Yeah. Oh, yeah, still lots of stuff being discovered from this picture. So definitely my pick of the year.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yep. So both these can be found, of course, at update.rsbnb.com. And I believe that's it for 2012. And as I said, we'll be back in the new year on the 5th of January, I believe, is our first show back. And we will be discussing the God statues, which are bookmarked to be coming out on the 31st of December. So we'll see you all then.
Mm-hmm. Godspeed. Merry Christmas.
Aboard the ship, our tale begins, so listen up and lava. Our tale is short, so put down your whip and don't be such a nubber. He thought that sailing wasn't your skill, but no, it's not that easy. Ha ha, what did he eat last night? I'm feeling rather queasy. Oh, come on, lads, just get me back to port. Get me back, get me back, get me back to port.
Come on, lads, just get him back, get him back to port. Get him back, get him back, get him back to port.
There's treasure fine and buckets of loot, including some new combat gear. And lovely grub like cocktail soup and flagons full of beer. Yeah! The scrimshaw too, it helps with your skills, you keep it in your pocket.
This ship moves more than a pirate in blink. Hurry up and dock it!
Oh, come on, lads, just get me back to port. Get me back, get me back, get me back to port.
Come on, lads, just get him back to port. Get him back, get him back, get him back.
I'd love to meet the local birds if only they were fit. It's just a shame they're the kind of birds that cover you in shit. Felix the marketeer is there to sell his dodgy plunder. He's a scammer and a hornswoggler too. Hang on, he's gonna chunder. Oh, come on, lads, just get me back. Get me back to port. Get me back. Get me back. Get me back to port.
Come on, lads, just get me back. Get me back to port. Getting back to
port. The local barmaid, she's the worst, but the ruler never quits. She thinks she's a dish but smells of fish.
At least she has lovely hair. Hey. A sailor's life is not for me. A boat to boat to boat.
I'd rather be on safe dry land in my plero boat.
Oh, come on, lads, just getting back to port. Getting back to his fair port. Come on, lads, let's get him back to port. Getting back.